not quite one-fourth, and never just half, but the entirety of one primate, whole. It is the part of a story, an idea that means more to you than me. Hello and welcome to Full Gorilla Life. We are Jeremy Keene,
Larry Medina,
and Corey Hewlings.
Each week, we will break down an important life concept or talk with an inspiring person so that you can live your full gorilla life.
What's up? Welcome back. Today we got Phil Billy, or Phil from Phil Billy Moonshine, right? It's just Phil, right, Bill? Sorry. We got a YouTube celebrity right now. I am a YouTube addict, a self-defined YouTube addict. I definitely watch more YouTube than I do actual regular TV. I feel like it's much more educational, and I happen to be scanning through YouTube, and I found Phil Billy, and he was making some, I believe, was it banana wine? Did you make a banana wine, Phil?
Yeah, I made about every kind of wine you can make. But yeah, there's a banana wine in there.
Yeah, yeah. And we had been researching doing like a banana brew, like for a beer. And I think that's kind of how I came across you on YouTube. And I just felt like you had a really interesting channel. I know you like food. We love food over here at Full Gorilla Life. It's definitely one of our biggest pleasures in life. So
For sure.
I've watched some of your food reviews, and I just felt like you're a really interesting person. Wanted to get you on and have a conversation with you. So Larry's going to start out with a gorilla gauntlet and try to get to know you a little bit.
All right, Phil. So before we get into the nitty gritty of the YouTube channel and all that good stuff, let's run through this gorilla gauntlet. You ready?
Sure.
All right. So married or single?
Married.
Any children?
Five.
Five. Okay. City you live in?
I'll pump them out. Do what?
City you live in?
Dayton.
All right. So what's the weather like right now in Dayton?
Shitty.
Okay. That's not really one of the gorilla gauntlet questions, but I just thought I'd ask. We live in Florida, and it's pretty spectacular right now. So.
You lucky motherfucker down here in Florida.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
iPhone, okay. Favorite movie or book?
Shit, man. I ain't watched a movie in a year.
Really? How come? Too busy?
So many TV shows. I mean, I watch movies, but there's none you could really say that's my favorite.
Okay.
I tell you what, you know what? Waterboy. I fucking love Waterboy.
Okay.
It's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
It's definitely one of Adam Sandler's best, I think.
It's probably his best, in my opinion. I mean, there's not one that's...
You could like have it on at the end of the night and crash while it's going. I need background noise to sleep.
Yeah, I'm the same way. And I need something kind of mindless. I need a comedy. Life is too real for me. I need something...
Mama said. So yeah, no, I'm with you. That's a good one. All right. So favorite genre of music?
Heavy metal.
Okay.
Man, it's hard to choose, man, but I think first place heavy metal, and then I like hardcore rap.
So heavy metal like Slayer?
Yeah, Slayer's all right. I like Sepultura, Pantera.
Okay.
And then you said, wait. Then you said the second one was hardcore rap.
Yeah, I like it.
Old school or new school?
I'm sorry?
Oh, like old rap or new rap?
Yeah, more old school. I mean, I like a couple of the new songs, but my wife hates it when I play. My kids play guitar.
That's awesome.
Phil, Larry, the other host you're talking to, used to be a rapper. There is a demo tape out there somewhere in this world that I will pay a lot of money for if anybody ever finds.
My sister has it.
It has not ever been given to me, Phil. I've been looking for it for a long time.
Phil, it'll probably get burned at some point. All right, so reservation or just walk in?
Nowadays, reservation.
Wow, I didn't see that coming, Phil.
Phil, is it because of the five kids?
Yeah, well... It's just nowadays you got a laptop all the time on your lap. You might as well just go ahead and get that shit out of the way. Plus, there's been a lot of times where I've showed up at the hotel on a Friday night and they turn me away because there ain't no vacancy. That shit's terrible.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. Yeah, I can totally understand that. So, favorite type of food?
My favorite dish is biscuits and gravy.
Okay. Okay.
Savory.
Yeah.
I like Mexican food in China. I like it all, man. I'm a fat fucker.
So am I. So am I, Phil. All right. So, what do you drive?
Pickup truck. I got a Ford and a Chevy, so I kind of hate myself.
Man, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's kind of blasphemy, right? Like, yeah, I'm a Chevy guy, Phil, so it's blasphemy to me.
It's like a house divided, right? It's kind of like somebody liking two different college teams that are rivals.
Yeah.
All right, so beer, whiskey, or wine?
Nowadays, I'm switching over to whiskey.
See, okay. Like, I feel like the older people get, right, like the more appreciation they get with the whiskey.
It takes me a case of beer to get drunk.
Okay.
So by the time I, you know, I'm on my second 12 pack, and the next day you're so damn dried out, dehydrated, so you got to get a 12 pack. I drink a 12 pack of Stella. I love Stella.
Stella's a good beer.
And then I get a fifth of whiskey and I drink them both together, and then I ain't so dehydrated the next day.
Yep.
All right. So you got a plan.
Yeah, I could totally understand that. So that's it. That's the Gorilla Gauntlet that we have. So if we can maybe get into some history on the YouTube channel. What made you start the YouTube channel?
I had one years back. I had a store where I fixed electronics, and I was gonna try and start one, and so I made a bunch of videos about fixing stuff, and then
electronics.
Yeah, and then I made on that channel, I made some videos of cooking, and one of them went viral.
Okay.
But I was a dick on the video, but I was just joking, you know what I mean?
What were you cooking?
I was cooking biscuits and gravy.
Okay. So are your biscuits and gravy the best biscuits and gravy that you've ever had?
Hands down.
Okay.
All right. I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
I put it on Bobby Flay.
All right.
And it's simple, but it's the best.
I love biscuits and gravy too. Now, I don't know, Phil, I've never had your biscuits and gravy, but being a boy from the South, my mama makes the best biscuits and gravy. I mean, I don't want to disrespect you, but.
Oh, everybody's mama does.
Yeah, you know, my mama makes the best biscuits and gravy. And I'm sure you can understand that at some point or on some level.
So, all right. So you're making these biscuits and gravy. You're joking around, but you're being a little vulgar. What happens?
I went viral, and half the people love me, and half the people fucking hate my gut.
Okay.
They let me know. Everybody's got 2 cents, and they'll leave you a comment.
I know, it's great, isn't it? Because again, being a YouTube addict, I mean, watching the video is only half the entertainment. The other half is the comment section.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm not a commenter in general. Like, I don't leave comments on people's videos. Once in a while I do. When I found you, I did. That's how I tried getting in contact with you. We definitely appreciate you getting back with us. But anyways, I feel like the comments is just great, because I feel like people take life so too seriously sometimes. And I'm just like, it's a YouTube video, people.
Well, not only that, but there are some people that are funny on the comments.
Yes.
And those people I appreciate the hell out of.
Yeah.
Because they're funny as shit.
Yeah.
So.
Well, a lot of it's just angry, ignorant fuckers that don't get my comedy in the first place. If they did, they wouldn't be mad.
Yeah.
But that shit is amusing. It's funny as fuck.
So what did you do? Like, were you just cussing? Were you like...
I was like... If you cook this any other way, you're fucking stupid or something like that. I don't know, man.
And people took offense to that?
That pissed a lot of people off.
Oh, that's funny.
So were the comments like, well, I cook it different and I'm not stupid, Phil? Like, what were the comments like?
They were terrible. Like, fuck you fat fuck. And I'm always, sometimes I'll get drunk and I'll get on there and reply to him.
Oh no. No, you got to just drop it. You got to just read it and laugh, Phil.
Yeah, it is. A lot of them are funny.
Okay.
Some of them were terrible. Like somebody told me it, they fucked my dead grandma and shit.
Oh.
Like, cause it's my grandma's recipe and my great grandma's recipe. It's over 100 years old, but I used Bob Evans sausage and somebody went and fact checked that. And it was like, Bob Evans ain't been around 100 years, you fucking idiot. And I'm like,
okay.
I'm like, yeah, Bob. neither is the butcher that my grandmother used 100 years ago. So I, at some point, I have to make a substitution, you moron.
Yeah, and Bob Evans works is fine.
That video has over a million views, and I get paid for it every fucking month.
Yeah, nice. keep commenting, guys.
Yeah. I kind of want to go watch this video now.
I do too. You know what? We'll post it out. We'll share it out when we release your episode.
Yeah. Now,
Five and Biscuits and Gravy, it's the number one video. It's very top.
Okay.
All right.
Now, Phil, we did watch, just me and Larry, actually, right before the podcast here, we watched your Popeye's Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Okay, we did a Popeye's Chick-fil-A. We do a Taste of Tuesday, you know, where we review different restaurants and stuff, or cook at home or whatever. Again, we are definitely foodies. And I got to disagree with you a little bit, man. I got to disagree. Chick-fil-A sandwich is, I agree with your wife, man. I think she's got it right. Like, it's simple. I agree that it's simple. But I think that's what makes it, It's just simple.
Now,
I don't get all that crap on there. I agree with you. I don't need no fancy lettuce, or I don't need tomato or pickle or anything. I want the Chick-fil-A hot chicken sandwich with extra buffalo sauce on it.
Oh, you put buffalo sauce on the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, and you're right. The Chick-fil-A sauce itself, because I dip my fries in that, is definitely, that's where it's at.
That is good sauce.
Man. Now, Phil, one thing I've discovered recently at Chick-fil-A is they have a barbecue sauce, and it comes like in a mayo packet, like the tube kind. It is fantastic. It is so good. Yeah, I actually put that on my sandwiches now instead of the Chick-fil-A sauce. That's how good it is.
Yeah, Phil, and again, this is kind of really, we don't really have a topic of conversation, so it doesn't matter. We can't really get off topic if we don't have one to begin with.
It's okay.
But I did drive all the way, you know, we live East Coast, middle state of Florida. I did drive all the way to Atlanta to go to the original Chick-fil-A because I was told they still had the chicken salad sandwich. So you're talking to somebody that I drove 16 hours round trip to get a chicken salad sandwich. So I am probably a little biased.
And the other thing too is that it's not called Chick-fil-A. It's called the Dwarf House.
Yeah, which is kind of weird.
Kind of weird. But anyways, all right. So you're doing this biscuits and gravy. People are mad at you. You had an other YouTube channel. What happened to that channel? Like, did you decide, all right, people are too angry at me because I called them stupid?
It started getting personal, and I didn't want people, because that Dayton channel is linked to a bunch of personal shit, and you know, and my name was on there originally, my name, and people started stalking me over it damn near, you know, saying shit about my kids, and I was like, fuck that.
Oh yeah, and no, that would throw me off.
I'm a business owner, and I do business with people, and I don't want to see how wild on the weekends. It ain't none of their fucking business.
Yeah.
You know, it don't change. I still got integrity. I'm a great guy, and I'm honest, but yeah. I act like an idiot sometimes because it's funny. I got a fucked up sense of humor, you know?
Hey, you got to be authentic, right?
Oh, I started the Philbilly channel.
Okay, so how long has the Philbilly channel been going now?
I'd say about 6 months.
Okay. It's doing pretty good though, right? You're up over 6,000 subscribers, right?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, like, we've noticed it's tripled since we first talked, like a month ago.
Yeah, I put videos up quite frequently now. I do like 4 or 5 a week.
Do you think that helps with the algorithm? The more videos you do,
or their algorithms? I think, yeah, because the more popular you are and the more subscribers you got, the better your videos are going to rank with them, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% on their algorithm. I can tell you more about Google's than them. But the first day you make a video, it's new. So it's going to be at the top of the list. So you got 24 hours worth of a bunch of people seeing that video. And then they throw you back down to the bottom after 24 hours. But in that 24 hours, you could get, you know, if it's a popular subject, you get, you know, anywhere from a, you know, 500 to 10,000 views on that one video.
So what was your first Philbilly video? Do you remember?
I don't. I made beer bread and stuff, and nobody really seen them. But I tell you what, that fucking beer bread is the best ever.
What is it? Awesome. It's just bread?
Yeah, it's homemade beer bread. It's good. There's two different
ones. Is it like for a sandwich bread, or like what do you do with it? You just eat it like a banana bread.
You pull it out of the oven, put some butter on it. It's amazing.
Okay.
Is it?
Eat it while it's still hot. Holy shit.
The alcohol evaporates because it's baked?
Yeah, absolutely.
Huh. I've never heard of beer bread, honestly.
Yeah, we'll have to check it out. Maybe we'll try and make it, Phil. We'll put it on our YouTube channel. You have to watch. A bunch of hacks.
It's amazing. Try that one too, man.
All right. You know what? Maybe I'll try to make it this weekend for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But
Phil, you get more excited. Do you watch the Super Bowl?
Nah, I don't, man. I know I'm weird, and you know I get made fun of for it. But I can't watch sports. I got ADD so bad.
That's why YouTube's so good, because it feeds us with ADD. Because then it's like, all right, well, I'm done with this, and I can skip 10 seconds at a time. And it's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm horrible even on YouTube videos. If it starts going slow, Phil, I hit that button to tap it forward 20 seconds.
Well, I'll be watching the football game, and if it ain't like crazy, and they ain't kicking each other's asses, I could be staring at it, but I'll be on another planet thinking about some other shit. Like,
yeah, I hear that.
Totally other shit.
I get excited about the Super Bowl because I get excited about the food. We usually get together and have a big spread. So yeah,
I'll probably smoke some ribs.
Yeah.
See, sometimes I'll do that and use it as an excuse to party, but I really don't give a fuck who wins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much our MO.
we really just want to get together and pig out, really, is kind of where...
Hot wings and beer, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, like, I'll probably do a slow smoke on some beef ribs. And do it that way. That's probably what I'll do this weekend.
Larry's our consummate barbecue guy. Do you smoke anything? You got a smoker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I smoke all kinds of stuff. I even smoke cheese, man. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, nice.
Okay, how do you do that?
You guys should check this out. If you smoke, you don't want to buy an expensive smoker. They got this thing called a tube smoker. And it's like $25. It's this little metal tube. And I made a video about that one time back in the day. You put a bunch of wood pellets in it. You light it and let it burn for a minute. Then turn it on its side. You put it in any grill. And turn any grill into a fucking smoker.
Oh, okay.
And it's like cold smoking. Because if you keep it far enough away from it, it won't melt the cheese.
Oh, okay.
Let that cheese sit in the fridge for 24 hours and then go at it, dude. It's amazing.
Huh. So how long do you smoke the cheese for?
I usually do, I think, 4.5-5 hours.
Jeez, okay.
So getting back to your YouTube channel, do you promote it to try and grow it, or you just let it happen naturally?
It happens naturally.
Yeah. Is there any YouTube channels that you subscribe to that you watch on a regular basis?
Yeah, I don't know the names. You know what? There is one dude. He's like, I think he's Cuban or Mexican guy. And I'm trying to think, Gua or something like that.
Oh, the steak guy?
No, this guy takes and he does, what do they call it? Shit when they cook with water.
Sous vide. Yeah. He has two channels. That's that guy. Sous vide every day.
Channels. Yeah, sous vide everything. And then he's got one called Gua or something, Gua Eat.
Yeah. He does like a bunch of steaks and beef on that one, right?
Yeah, that dude's fucking awesome. I want him to make me dinner.
So yeah. Actually, when I left my house to come here to record, I left a sous vide. I'm actually making some eggs based on one of his recipes.
That's Hell yeah!
Because I figured it's a quick, easy snack tomorrow morning. It's already made. I just bust it out of the fridge, cook in the microwave real quick, and eat it.
Nice. Yeah. Like, I had some sous vide brisket once, man. That was the best brisket I ever ate. My buddy Quentin does that shit.
Really? Yeah. See, like the only thing with that is that I feel like it takes forever. It looks from that guy's channel. I think it took him like something like 72 hours.
Yeah, sometimes up to that long. Usually about 24, you'll be good.
Okay.
But that guy dry ages steak. I want to do that. I've never had a dry aged steak. I'm ghetto as fuck, dude.
I've done it a couple times at home, dry aged.
Our friend Tom is all over that stuff. Like, he does it all the time. He just buys a big prime rib and
puts it in a garage fridge with like a fan, and like he's got
the setup.
Yeah, I mean, he's got it all set up because, I mean, he's a fat bastard too. So I mean, it's Tom, I love you.
Yeah.
But that guy does have a great channel. You ever watch? Because you did electronics repair. You ever watch is it Lewis Rossman out of New York City?
I don't think so. There's a couple guys I watch. One's like engineer number something or another or some shit like that. And these guys are like halfway preppers, and they'll test tools. They'll like test Milwaukee versus DeWalt.
Okay.
And that guy's cool as shit. And there's another guy I watched the other day, showed us who's got the best brand of batteries, and he went all in. And I guess Energizer Platinum is the best sons of bitches out there.
That's pretty, you know, it's what a time we live in, though, that you can just pull up and learn about whatever the hell you want to learn about. You don't have to trust the marketing of a company or.
Yeah, somebody legitimately goes out of their way to see which one is truly better, at least in their testing.
Yeah. I mean, I watch one guy that does testing like that, too. And I mean, like the jigs and stuff he comes up with to test these tools or oil or whatever it is. Like, it's very, very scientific. It's not like
just the guy. I love that guy's shit. He's cool as hell.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of his channel, but he does have a really, really cool channel.
So Phil, when you're putting in your description for your YouTube channels, right? Because I mean, like I said, like, you've tripled in the past month, at least from what I've seen. Are you thinking of keywords? Are you thinking of your description? Like, how are you making yourself searchable?
There's just a bunch of people that like to make wine that are scared to. I make a lot of crazy wines. I made a Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce flavored wine.
Well, I saw that.
Ain't nobody ever did no shit like that.
So, and how was that?
It was all right. I mean, I wouldn't want to drink a fucking whole thing of it one time.
Was it too sweet?
No, it wasn't sweet at all, but it still tasted like Sweet Baby. It tasted like barbecue sauce, but without being sweet.
How was the cotton candy one? That one looked good to me.
It was good, man.
And by the way, Corey says this, and he's never drank alcohol in his life.
Yeah, I'm not a drinker, Phil. Like, it's just like not something that's in my repertoire. But I love the idea of the process of making whiskey or wine or beer or whatever it is. I like the process of it.
It's really easy. It's a lot easier than all these people make it look. And that's what I try to do. I want to introduce people into this hobby that are scared to, because everyone's too bougie and fancy, and they make it look like you got to wait 3 years to drink the shit. I drink that shit after 2 weeks and get drunker than fuck. I don't care.
All right, Phil. So walk me through this. I want to make a banana wine because let's just, you know, we're full gorilla life, right? So we want to make it gorilla based wine. Walk me through, like, what would be like my starting point? Because obviously I'm putting you on the spot. So what would you do right off the bat if I want to do a banana one?
Well, since making that, I realized that you should let your bananas go and get to be, you know, when they turn brown and shit.
Yeah.
You should let them almost go bad, because that's when they get the sweetest.
Okay.
And And when you're making wine, you want as much sugar, I mean, natural sugar as you can get when you're doing a fruit.
I got you.
Because that's what yeast feeds off of. Yeast eats sugar.
Okay, and that's what creates the alcohol?
Yeah, it shits out alcohol and sludge. The sludge stays in the bottom, move to secondary, and clean it up. But that's the thing I would do if I could do anything different. And I use a yeast. It's like super yeast. It's called EC1118. It's champagne yeast, but it will turn almost anything into alcohol with no problem.
Huh. So is it not that, like, you make it sound so easy because, like, does, like, the measurements and everything matter? Or, like, you can kind of get away, there's more room for error than what most people think?
There is room for error as long as you don't leave it open to open air. You don't want wild yeast getting in there or bacteria. It'll turn it into vinegar. So as long as you've got an airlock, they cost a damn dollar. You shove it in the top.
I can afford that.
I mean, it's a lot easier than what it looks like, man. They make this shit look terribly hard, and it's not. They're just snobs. There's a lot of snobs in the wine industry, man. There's okay. A lot of people in the beer industry too, trying, you know, they make it look a lot harder than what it really is. It's not hard, man. Listen, there's people in prison right now with a trash bag and a trash bag full of oranges making wine in the fucking toilet. It's not hard.
This is true, but I'm going to pass on that one.
I'm doing a toilet wine video.
That's awesome. Okay.
Hey, I watched this guy on YouTube. It's like Life After Lockup, or I don't know what it is, but he went to prison for however long, and he does videos about prison food. Like, he makes like different dishes with ramen noodles and like it's a great YouTube channel.
I see fucking ass. He needs to go back to prison.
But dude has like, I don't know, like over a million subscribers. Like, he's blowing up. I'm like, geez, oh man. Like, and now, you know, he's making real YouTube money, and it's like, damn, for making some dumbass ramen noodles.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys want to know how to get viral overnight?
Yeah, tell us.
Put some bitch in a damn... Oh, I shouldn't say it. Like, my bad. Put some girl in a... some woman in a bikini and have her do anything. Yeah. It'll be viral. She ain't even got to have titties.
Okay.
I'm not... You know, I know it's PC. I use words I shouldn't. I'm just old-fashioned... Fucking hill jack, I guess, but
a hill jack. That's awesome.
It's the truth though, because you know that clickbait works. Absolutely works.
It does. It absolutely does. Right? Because I mean, for instance, like you'll see these very attractive women on Instagram, and I'm being politically correct here, Phil, but you'll see these women who are really good looking. They'll have a bikini. And they'll get a million likes, but then they try and speak their mind with like regular clothes on, and nobody watches that video or that image because that's just what it is. Unfortunately,
I'm not thinking it's that one.
Well, it's a couple things, right? It's kind of like the reason why I wouldn't do that is because like I wouldn't want people to think that that's what I'm going to be doing the rest of the time. You know, and then people would be like, all right, I'm out because, you know, you're not showing that girl anymore. That
Yeah, we can only afford the model for one shoot.
Right, right. So, yeah. But so have you done that, Phil?
No, I ain't got a chick to get on. Most females in my life are like typical women where they're scarred and they're like, I'm not getting on video. They won't even let you take your damn picture.
Okay,
I got you.
Well, I watch these videos, man. I was trying to learn how to. I buy something from the store and I don't want to read instructions, so I'm like, "All right, this is some new furniture. How to fucking put it together?" Half the time, the instructions are halfway Chinese, anyways. I'm like, I can't fucking decipher that. So I get on YouTube, I look it up, and sure enough, this chick's got videos of her putting together shit from Walmart. Just little simple shit too. she's got 100 videos, and she has so many likes and subscribers, dude. She's just getting paid, like, and I know if it was me, like, if you watch me put together a chair from Walmart.
Nobody ain't watching it, right?
I'm fast-forwarding like it through you.
45 views. This chick had over 1 million views, and I'm like, man, there ain't 1 million people in this country with that fucking chair.
That's true, though. That's true. Man. Okay, I can see that.
Late night, motherfuckers on there surfing for...
Yeah,
too worried about getting a virus from surfing for porn, so they go to YouTube
and watch some girl put together a chair from Walmart.
That's awesome. All right, so, so as far as making yourself searchable, do you feel that it really is a matter of how often you're just putting stuff out, more so than description and what you're doing, or do you feel that it's because of what you're doing that is somewhat I don't want to say controversial, but like, but something that not people want to throw out. Like, do you feel that that's really what's making people search you or find your videos?
I think it's the competition. For example, the Chick-fil-A versus the I think it's who's first off.
Yeah.
I think it's who comes out first. And I think like if there's 1,000 videos of somebody doing something already and you do it, you're only making it for your subscribers. You're not making it for anybody else, because that's who's going to come back and watch that shit.
Yeah.
Like if you got 1,000 people to compete from, it's going to be terrible. But you don't see 1,000 people making peanut butter wine. There's only one motherfucker out there dumb enough to do that, and you're talking to him.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I mean, it's a great strategy, though, like kind of stay in your lane and find your niche, right?
Exactly. I couldn't said it better.
Yeah. Peanut butter wine. Yeah, I'm going to start.
I've watched a lot more of your videos, Phil, than Larry has.
Yeah. Again,
self-diagnosed.
Well, I'm not offended.
I'm a self-diagnosed addict of YouTube.
I'm going to give that banana wine a try.
Yeah, no, we're going to make the banana wine for sure. And we'll have to get you to watch the video and see what you think about us hacking some banana wine together.
Yeah, because we don't even have the equipment. So we'll have to look and see what we need. Yeah, all right. So what do I need to buy if I'm going to make this banana wine?
About the banana wine is I go basic with all my... First off, I'm doing basic wines with just as least ingredients as possible. So feel free to add some shit to it. Add a little cinnamon, add some things. I went basic because I want to show people that anybody can do it.
Okay.
Take it up a notch and mix it with something, man, or add some spices. I mean, I thought about doing that, but I was like, nah, I'm trying to get people into this that ain't never done it before.
That's
I'm getting
us.
A lot of people like that are messaging me, and they're saying, man, I'm going to try this shit. And I'm like, good for you, dude.
Yeah, for sure. And that's really what it's all about, Phil, because like, I think you're hitting the nail on the head, because the whole reason why we do this podcast is because we try to introduce people to interesting things, right? So somebody did something cool, just to show people that it's doable and it's easy to do, right? We put a lot of layers between ourselves and what we want to do for no reason. And I think that you reaching back out to your own audience and saying, great for you, you know, and they're telling you that they're going to do it, and you give them that encouragement, that's awesome. So do I need to buy like buckets? Do I need to buy like jars? Like,
how much you want to make? You want a bunch?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we'll probably make probably a gallon to start with. Like, isn't that normally what you do, is like 4 bottles?
Yeah, because I never know if I'm gonna like it or not. I make a gallon, I'll get about 3 or 4 bottles out of it. And if I like it, I'll go make 5 more gallons of that shit. You know, like the blueberry wine was good, man, the other day.
Yeah, I saw that one too. It did look good.
I guess what I'm making right now.
What's that?
Bean burrito wine. Taco Bell. You guys got Taco Bell down yonder?
Yeah. Now, Phil, have you ever had a Del Taco?
I'm making a Taco Bell bean burrito flavored wine.
I'll be honest, Phil. It sounds like I don't want to sit in the same car with you after you drink that. Okay. And it sounds like you might want to, you're going to get out your toilet wine before you drink said Taco Bell bean burrito wine. All right.
So what's the process on this bean burrito wine? Because this podcast will probably come out after you release that video. What does that look like? Like, do you throw the whole burrito in the now, mix?
You take refried beans and you got to take it out of a can. You got to use vegetarian because you don't want to use meat and wine. It just don't mix well. I'm not saying I ain't going to try that later on.
Yeah. put a smoked brisket wine in there.
Do what?
It's a do a smoked brisket later on.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good fucking wine. But the oil, the fats from the meat, it don't like.
Okay.
It'd be greasy and nasty. Like.
Yeah, that don't sound very good.
No.
But what you got to do with the beans is you got to take it. Now, I don't know if it's going to work or not. It's an experiment. It might be cool. It might be horrible.
Probably right. Be like
middle of the road somewhere. But you got to soak all the oil off of the vegetarian beans with a paper towel first. And then you cook them with some water and sugar. And the sugar you ain't going to taste later. It's not going to be sweet because the yeast eats all that. It just turns it to alcohol.
Okay.
And then you Taco Bell mild sauce, and then onions, and I even tore up a tortilla and threw it in that some bit.
Okay.
All right. So really what you're doing is you're cooking it all together, making it, just cooking it, and then you put it in the process to ferment and get going?
Yep. And then you clean it up, make sure there ain't no sediment left in it, and drink that shit. I'm doing a mild sauce too, but doing a Taco Bell mild sauce. A buddy of mine, he was like, "Hey man, he loves Taco Bell," and I was like, "We get drunk together." He should make Taco Bell mild sauce wine. So I was like, "All right." And after that, I was like, "You know what?" Light bulb went off in my head. I was like, "Bean burrito, motherfucker."
So Phil,
hey, I think you're gonna have the market cornered on that one too, Phil.
Yeah, I would at Taco Bell too.
Yeah,
when you release this one, because there's a we had a guest in from Costa Rica, and their Taco Bell sells tequila.
No shit.
Yeah,
in Costa. So
fucking come pick me up.
So we just got to go to Costa.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Yeah, we're gonna have to give that a shot. We're gonna have to make the beer bread. I'm gonna have to check out your biscuits and gravy. Give that a shot because my wife loves biscuits and gravy. Although she married a Mexican in me, and I don't know how to make that. I didn't grow up with that. But you make me, you know, you ask me to make you a breakfast taco. I'm all in, Phil.
Oh, dude, love that shit.
Yeah. What do you make? Wei wo?
Yeah. So my salsa is top notch. I should put that out on the ether.
No, but what's the thing you make that needs meat and you don't put meat in it?
Oh, so Phil, I make these. So it's called huevos con migas is what it's called. And what it is really, it's just fried corn chips. So I make fresh corn chips. And I just throw in some onions and eggs on it, and then I wrap it in a flour tortilla. It is on point, Phil.
It is absolutely phenomenal, Phil, except that it needs chorizo in it because I feel like every breakfast sandwich or taco needs meat in it. And
yeah, if you try and give Corey something and it doesn't have meat in it, he's a snob. He turns into that wine snob.
Yeah,
but with
that's
meat.
Me, Phil. I'm like, it needs meat, okay? Like,
but I'm telling you, the huevos con migas, it doesn't need meat because it has eggs in it. It is phenomenal.
I've tried both ways, man. Shit. That
yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it is. It's phenomenal, but it's better with some chorizo in it. Hey, Phil, we definitely appreciate you coming on. Before we let you go, we like to ask every guest that we got, what's one piece of advice that you can impart on our listeners that you feel like would better their life that you kind of live by?
Yeah, fuck what people think.
Hey, That's understandable.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Honestly, I live by that. So, yeah. So, yeah. I can certainly appreciate that, Phil.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on to our podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely appreciate it. If you want to just hang on line for us 1 second while we intro out. Guys, as always, we appreciate you listening. If you got any questions, comments, concerns, you can email us at fullgrillalife@gmail.com. As always, you can find us on social media at GrillaFull on
Twitter. With two L's.
With two L's. Instagram, Facebook, at FullGrillaLife. Make sure you check us out. We're always posting new content.
And please feel free to hit subscribe on your podcast app of choice. And please visit us on our webpage, fullgorilla.life.
Later.
Later.